This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. It's the 5 o'clock fire.
It is 5 o'clock. Congratulations. Hopefully you're off work. Luckily for you, oh, dirty show. And his mama and his daddy call him Byron. Some of you all, Ocho, call him Bryce. Bryce Young is in the building. AKA Byron is in the building. We got the Halloween party coming up. I think you could really pull that off. I think you could really pull off the Bryce Young Halloween costume, and you might be a winner.
Easy. I got a buddy that pulls off Altuve year in, year out, man.
And I'll buy the jersey.
The best year he did it was the year that Altuve had the yips, man, and he'd throw you a beer out of the ice chest and couldn't get it to you. It was great. It was great. Yeah, man, you can pull off. There's no doubt you can just pull off the Bryce Young, man. Get you the whole Carolina gear, man.
But, I mean, but you got to make fun of him a little bit, too, and get, like little kid shoes or something. Like, I think you got to mess with him a little bit and just try to do some of the younger stuff.
You got to come in talking real soft.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I can do that.
Yeah, hey, guys. Yeah.
Now, the baby shoes are little kid. I don't know how to do that part.
Yeah, get you some little shoes or something like that. That'd be a nice look. I think you got that in you, but Byron is in the building, man. He has held it down. As Tyler is in Albuquerque, and he is doing it big, folks. Nobody does it quite like Tyler. He is doing it big out there, 16 deep, having a good time. He'll be back on Monday. But here is the latest, fellas. Some news with the Astros before we get you ready for tonight. Let's start with good news. And that is Yordan Alvarez. Yordan Alvarez yesterday went 3-for-3, had a couple of extra base hits yesterday, scored a couple of runs, had an RBI. He is going to go back-to-back nights down in Double-A Corpus. So he is going to be not only going back-to-back nights, Clint, but this is a report here that he will be playing and starting in left field tonight in his game. And this may be his last game before he goes up. He's 5-for-7 in his two games at the plate that he's been down there in Corpus. And now they're going to play him in the outfield. Couple of things here. One, this to me must mean that they feel pretty good about him, that they would even take a chance with putting him out in the outfield with you know, whatever could happen there. I hope there is some real instructions of, hey, man, let's not take any major chances. We ain't got to run into stuff. We ain't got to dive and do all of that. Get that. But at least they feel really good about him being in the outfield. And two, the other part to that is It is an interesting decision to put him out there as he's trying to get back and get back at the plate, because that's what they want him there, right? Jeremy Pena is a Gold Glove shortstop, and he was great at the plate. You need him to be able to play. Here, man, he may not play in the outfield the first 2 weeks he's here. So it is an interesting decision that they're going to put him out there.
Well, look, I'm typically a let's play baseball. Put him in the outfield, let him run bases, let him slide into second. Let's just go play baseball, and let's not try to protect the guy, right? I mean, just I'm typically that's where I land. Now, for me with this, I do think this is a risk that's unnecessary for the Astros. I mean, you're talking about a hand that clearly has been extremely fragile over the last 3 months. Right, I mean, if swinging a bat and the knob of the bat on the hand, while I understand is obviously a lot more violent to that particular part of the hand than just wearing a glove. I mean, to put him out there and risk somebody ripping one to left field and him having to catch it in the palm, or him leaning on the wall in foul territory and into the net, into the stands, and somebody grabbing it, much less him diving and rolling his hand up underneath him, his glove hand underneath him. You see it happen every time an outfielder dives forward. His arm rolls underneath him when he hits the ground, or he braces himself real hard with his hands when he hits the ground. It seems to me like an unnecessary risk for a guy that, I mean, let's be honest. I mean, I would like for Yordan Alvarez, again, hell, I'd like for him to be the everyday left fielder, and let's move on with this. But I understand that if you just can get Yordan Alvarez back in the DH role and he never plays a damn inning in the field, you're in business.
Yeah, it's August. It's August 22nd. We're about down to the end of it.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, even if it were just, hey, Yordan is back and he is going to be straight up DH, there's no plan in the field whatsoever, I would be A-okay with. So this seems like a little bit of a unnecessary risk that the Astros organization is taking with Yordan Alvarez. I understand they may feel good about it. They may feel good about where his hand's at. He may feel good about where his hand's at. But, again, unnecessary risk for such an important bat in this lineup.
Yeah, like you said, man, let's get through him swinging back-to-back games before we do that. Whatever. Again, as I said, though, they must feel better about his hand. Also, on the other side of it, Bennett Sousa, who has been a big part of the bullpen, and you would think a bigger part of the bullpen with the Hader issue, he is en route back to Houston being examined by doctors because he has complained of elbow pain after his outing on Tuesday. They were hoping that with a little rest, he'd be out for a couple of days. That didn't work, so he is going to be on the IL. He's going back to Houston to get looked at, so they are losing another piece in that bullpen. If you don't know, and if you're coming to the party late last night, they did bring in veteran reliever Craig Kimbrell as he signed, and he is going right to Baltimore. Now, he doesn't pitch very much at all, one inning this year. Thus far, last year in 57 games, he had an ERA of 5.33 with 23 saves, so you could see him in the next three games over the weekend with another loss in that bullpen. So the place they can't afford to lose people, that is a tough one, losing Sousa there. So hopefully he's not out too long.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, I can't believe Kimbrell was on the damn streets. I didn't realize he had been that bad. He'd been bad enough to be on the streets. But look, I'll take him. I'll be honest. With the Astros, with this bullpen, I'll take anybody with an unorthodox delivery like him, and just and to have the fascination of watching him come in the game and hoping like hell he has staying power, because that funky ass delivery he's got is absolutely tremendous. And if he comes here and revives the 15 year career a little bit here and helps us in a relief role, that'd be beautiful.
Yeah, low risk, but they need help. They need help.
Low risk.
I'm gonna guess
high potential entertainment value.
I'm gonna guess they knew about Bennett too yesterday. They made this move. I'm gonna guess they knew about that.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, tonight, Clint. Lance McCullers, he's back on the mound. He gets the ball as the Astros are looking to win game two and get this to two in a row over the Orioles, as their lead in the West is now two games over Seattle. Pena, Correa, Altuve is the DH tonight. Walker, Diaz, who went deep. Walker and Diaz are 4 and 5 in the lineup today. They both went deep yesterday. Diaz is catching. Urias is at second base. Dubon's in left. Cam Smith's in right, with Chaz McCormick in center field, bat ninth in this game against the lefty. Clint, Lance McCullers, first start in over a month, had the blister issue, was really struggling, to be honest with you, before he got injured and went to the IL. Your thoughts right now from Lance, what you're hoping to see tonight from Lance McCullers?
Well, yeah, no, look, I don't think anybody slammed the door on that third starter, so I got extremely high hopes. I mean, I for anybody, for the next guy up, this isn't a Lance McCullers. I do like Lance. I would like to see Lance do well. I think it's going to be a great story if he can get back to form and help this team make a run. I think it'd be great. This isn't I like Lance McCullers situation. This is we've got a three-horse race. And assuming that Luis Garcia can rebound from that struggle in Corpus Christi the other night, we got a four-horse race. We've got a horse race to who can be the third starter for the Astros when it matters the most. And the next up here is Lance McCullers. And so I've got extremely high hopes that he can pull it together and keep the blister from recurring and somehow be the best version of whatever Lance McCullers can be in 2025. So I got high hopes, man.
Can we just get some confidence from Lance, man? Give me some confidence tonight. And throw the – like, that's my biggest thing that I see with Lance is he seems to be avoiding the strike zone and trying to nibble, and that's why he walks guys and his pitch count gets up because it's like he doesn't trust his fastball and trust his stuff at times. I hope he has got some confidence to attack hitters and not try to nibble on the corners like we've been seeing him.
Yeah, I don't know that this version of Lance should be nibbling on anything. I feel like his struggles are not being able to throw strikes and his pitch count getting up there. I like Lance in attack mode. I understand that if Lance's off-speed stuff isn't there, it's going to be a rough night. I mean, we know that about Lance, and so go attack mode and see how long you can go. But I want to see the best version of Lance McCullers, and hopefully that can be enough to be a third or fourth starter in this rotation, and not just because everybody else, by default, you're the third or fourth starter. Whether it's him, Spencer Arrighetti, Christian Javier, Luis Garcia, whoever it may be. I mean, we're going to run out of time here before the playoffs hit if one of these guys don't hurry up and turn the corner and be somebody that the organization feels comfortable with, confident in, relying on in high-pressure situations.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, we may get into this a little bit more depth maybe later on, but Clint, the Astros are playing this weekend in Baltimore, but the Texans, they're heading up to Detroit as they're going to play their final preseason game against the Lions this weekend. And I would imagine that a lot of the top players that you would think of probably won't go, since they had a lot of ones versus ones in that joint practice yesterday. But for you, are there still some big things to watch for and some important things for D'Amico and his team?
Yeah, I think there's some big important things, and I think there's some just simply things that are going to be entertaining. I think number one, Cam Robinson, does the left tackle, veteran left tackle, does he play at all this preseason? Right? The point in him playing would be one, to get him some experience, some run this season before you enter a regular season game where he could potentially be playing. Another reason is you play him, you prove to the world, you prove to the other 31 NFL teams that he's healthy, and if Ariante Ursery is somebody you're super confident in at left tackle and you want to move on from Cam Robinson, then you put it out there that he's completely healthy. Maybe you have a chance to move on from him. I have no idea whether they're interested in moving on from him or not, and don't have a gut feeling either way, to be completely honest with you. But, a $12 to $14 million swing tackle, our backup tackle, seems to be a swing and miss by Nick if that's how they end this thing. But Cam Robinson, does he play tonight? Damian Pierce, tomorrow afternoon. Cam Robinson, Damian Pierce, the new tight end, Harrison Bryant. I think he's something that he's a player that a lot of folks want to see. I would imagine he needs to get a little bit of run here in Nick Caley's offense. And more importantly, you got to play somebody. So Dalton Schultz and Probably ain't going to play much, if any at all. Cade Stover's probably not going to play much, if any at all. So somebody's got to play Harrison Bryant there. And then I think the back end of it, the Woody Marks, is going to be a guy that's probably going to play quite a bit. He's going to be, could potentially be important to this team. On the defensive side of the football, Damon Arnett and Jalen Smith, the two depth corners here, both had interceptions last week. Can one of those guys separate from the other? Maybe Jalen Smith already has, but can one of those guys make it a no-brainer of who the third corner is, on this team? I think there's some fascinating depth plays here, as well as some potential guys that are starters or starter caliber that could be playing, playing to stay, playing to trade. Yeah. I don't know, but we'll get to see them in a Texans uniform possibly.
Yeah, I want to touch on this a little bit more because you hit on Cam and his situation. And let's talk about this on the other side. 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch, you can jump in on this. It looks like to us, and by all accounts, that Titus Howard and Ariante Ursary are going to be this team's tackles now with Ed Ingram, maybe Juice Scruggs, but Ed Ingram has been running with the ones at that right guard spot. Are you surprised that the Texans are at this point that Titus is kicked back out to a tackle spot? Are you surprised by that? We'll discuss that coming up next.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAF Giving 360. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Shout out to YouTube and Twitch. My man Aubrey Yancey said Ron is looking like a substitute teacher that be flirting with the teachers. I'm guessing maybe it's with me holding up this this coffee cup and this button up.
Well, I mean, that wouldn't be a bad profession. And those, I mean, teachers, substitute teachers, pretty fertile hunting grounds.
I got to believe, and obviously we've seen stories, there's got to be so much
sick.
Nastiness and sex going on in them with them teachers. Especially them young ones. Them young ones in them elementary schools and middle school. That's got to be so. I mean, as you said, Edders, there are multiple people on the hunt. On the hunt, horny, stressed.
Sounds like a father's been dropping kids at school for the last 6 years, 7 years.
I'm just saying. I look at it. I'll be looking through there, and I'll be driving through and looking at people that are running the car line and stuff, thinking, yeah, I bet they'd be shooting a shot.
Oh, no question. Oh, I mean, man. Why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you? I mean,
I look at the police officer at that elementary school. I'd be like, he's giving it. He's probably trying to take a couple of shots.
Well, I mean, when you've got the hurdle of like crossing paths is completely removed when you know the build, you're all going to the same building every day.
Absolutely.
I mean, it is hard not to shoot shots at that point. I mean, it would be difficult. It would be difficult. I mean, that is, I got to believe those are some fertile hunting grounds.
Oh, yeah.
To your point.
Willing.
I mean, yes. Yes. Same schedules. I mean, you know what I mean? There's not. Bad thing is, it's your backyard if you work there.
Yeah.
Be careful. But if you're a substitute teacher.
It hadn't stopped a lot of people.
You can always
move.
Well,
the substitute teacher.
You can
just
move to the next district, see? I mean, I got.
The next school.
Like, yeah, well, yeah. I mean, I got to believe here. I mean, I got to believe on the east side over here, if I'm certified to be a substitute teacher in Galena Park, I would imagine I could ease on over to Goose Creek pretty easily. You know what I mean? I imagine I could bounce around to the different districts and be all right.
Yeah, it's an opportunity.
There it is, Byron.
There it is
for you, Byron. Substitute teacher, man.
Substitute teacher, baby.
You're young enough right now. Make you run. Make you a little money on the side right there, and you never know what you'll run into, man. You
got good hair, good mustache.
Oh, no question. Nice guy.
There you go.
Hey, I got a girl back home. I'm fine.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'll sit this one out.
Oh, okay. She a substitute teacher?
No.
Did you meet her?
She's a real teacher. Was she one of your teachers?
No.
Oh,
text line coming through. Teachers and traveling nurses. They all let it
live. You could have left traveling off nurse.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, Sally.
Sally. Another fertile hunting ground.
Oh, yeah.
Hospital.
I mean, let's be honest.
Good
I mean,
God,
you get to thinking about like fertile hunting grounds. I mean, it's like.
But those situations in particular, like same schedules, you're seeing them every day in a spot like that.
Yeah, but if you start rattling off, you get with your fellas and start thinking about it. Like, what are the fertile hunting grounds? Teachers, nurses, drug reps. I mean, at some point, we're going to hit damn near every profession and be like, you know what? It's just, I mean, I think there's just.
Those dental hygienists.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's just some. I mean, I think it's just a very sexual world.
Yeah, the school and the hospital right there. Boy, that's it. All right. I said this, and you can jump in on the text line and YouTube and Twitch. It appears right now, the starting offensive line just appears right now. And I will know, obviously, September 7th against the Rams. But what they have been running out there, it has been left to right, Ariante Ursary, Lakin Tomlinson, Jake Andrews at center. Ed Ingram has been kind of filling that void in since they then kicked out Titus Howard at right tackle. Are you surprised that the Texans, after everything that seemed to be the game plan of what they were going to do in the offseason and how they were going to get here, are you surprised that they have made this type of shift, in particular the big one, not having Cam Robinson, who is now healthy, in the lineup, and having Titus Howard kicked back out to right tackle when it seemed like that was the big move on their interior?
No. No. Basically, what you're saying, am I surprised at all that one injury to the guy that was supposed to play the one position that was going to replace Laremy Tunsil, that one guy being injured caused ultimately a reshuffling of the deck? No, it doesn't surprise me one bit. I told you before, there's nothing that a Nick Caserio and D'Amico Ryan's offensive line can do to surprise me.
Yeah.
There's no, I mean, and I don't mean that negatively, and I don't mean that positively. I literally mean the way that they're approaching and have always, since I've been here with Bill O'Brien, the 2 years of dysfunction, and Nick Caserio, which he was part of the dysfunction, at, I think, for one of those years, maybe both of those years. I never have been comfortable with the we are going to cross-train guys and we are going to play our best five. And they literally, and look, it may work. I don't know. I don't know. It obviously worked up in New England, right? But they literally cross-train and best five you to death. I don't know if that is a kind of a crutch to justify not going out there. Like, I just looked up here a while ago. I know Minnesota had some offensive line issues last year, and you look up and who'd they go get? They went and got a center and two guards, right? They're not, those guards aren't playing tackle. The tackles aren't playing guards. And it just seems like since I've been here, it's the approach of we're just going to get our best five, which then allows them to just rotate guys around all over the place to every position. And to me, that puts me in a position to really look at and go, I don't, nothing would surprise me with this team. So, no, it does not surprise me that, again, Titus Howard, in an emergency situation, was forced back to right tackle. And now you...
It's no longer an emergency situation right now, though, is it? Now Cam is back, and now it feels like they...
No, I think the emergency situation of...
Was not Cam getting hurt? You think the emergency situation was...
I think Cam sparked it.
Yeah.
And then you got Blake Fisher and you got Ariante Ursary out there, and you can't even practice.
Yeah.
Because you got two defensive ends in Danielle Hunter and Will Anderson that are just destroying every pocket, so you can't get anything accomplished. So you have to try something to see if you can get better. That something is Titus Howard back up out there. And all the reports are, since Titus Howard's gone back out there, now things have cleaned up at practice and they can actually get some things accomplished. And so your emergency has turned into your best option. Yep. And so, but no, I am not surprised that we are still very unsure about the interior offensive line. And we are still very unsure about what the starting offensive line is going to look like for the Texans.
Yeah, text line coming through. I'm with Clint. Not surprised at all. I'm going to tell you, I am a bit surprised. And this is why I'm a bit surprised. And I think I give the Texans credit for this. We are now, 15 days away from the first game of the season. And I am a bit surprised that they have committed $12 million to Cam Robinson. And they committed to, all right, our big move to fix the interior is Titus Howard. I am a bit surprised that they're not at least given this more time to try to force this to work. Right? Like, I'm at least, especially with Cam, who hasn't really done a whole lot except for get injured, to lose that spot. But I do think Ariante Ursary has played so well that maybe the future at left tackle has arrived. And just because you're paying him $12 million this year, they're not going to say, well, let's force this to occur.
Stumbled up on something.
Hey, man, they just had to trade Kenyon Green, who you drafted in the first round that clearly didn't work as a bust. They just had to trade the receiver, John Metchie, to the same place, a second rounder, and it didn't work. You know, guys don't always like to have to do that to show that they were clearly off on something. And I give them credit for saying, hey, Ursary is what we're looking for.
Yeah.
And we're not going to just put Cam Robinson over there because he got paid $12 million. So I am a bit surprised that they hit the eject, as you would say, the eject button that quick on the plan of Titus at right guard and Cam Robinson at left tackle. Because Cam Robinson, that was the big move, you know, free agent, new player coming in. That was the big money move they made. I think it's the right thing to do. I think Titus being at right tackle and Ursary at left tackle is the right thing to do. I'm a bit surprised that they pressed the eject button so quickly on the on those moves.
Yeah, the interesting thing is, as you're talking, I'm thinking through it, is this is where I thought they would land before the draft and before free agency. After free agency, before the draft, right?
Yeah.
Is you sign, as you said, Cam Robinson. I thought Tytus Howard would be a tackle. And then you're looking interior and you're going, man, Laken Tomlinson and Ed Ingram, man, is that, how did that upgrade now with Juice and Jarrett Patterson? And now we know Jake Andrews. Like, how does that upgrade the interior offensive line? You're kind of looking at it like, man, well, then they come out and obviously Tytus is inside. Then you draft a tackle, your future tackle, and it's kind of one of those where it, as the dust has settled, it looks like we're right back where I thought we would be. I didn't know they were going to draft a tackle. I thought they'd draft interior, but yeah. Drafting a tackle, you're drafting for the future. You're right back where you thought they would be with Tytus at tackle, Cam at tackle, and the guys that the new free agents you brought in are interior guys to try to help that interior. And are they good enough? Yeah. We'll see.
I don't know. I thought they would have pushed that a little bit of Cam and Tytus at right guard. I thought they would push that a little bit more before they said, all right, this ain't working.
Yeah. Well, Cam being injured put a
they just said, you said Will and Daniil just wrecking practice may have made them have to pull.
Yeah. Well, if Cam doesn't ever get hurt, I think you got Cam at left tackle and Ariante Ursary at right, and Tytus is probably still inside. And I don't think you have – because really, Blake Fisher was a big part of the pocket just collapsing and not being able to practice, along with Ariante Ursary not being able to come off the field because he's the best option. Now he's a rookie going against those two.
And Cam was struggling too at times.
Yeah. And they all will. But it's interesting where they've landed, man.
Yeah, it is. All right, coming up, people have some thoughts on Yordan, I'm seeing across the text line. We'll discuss some of that and get you ready for the rest of the evening and get you ready for the Astros as they got to continue this big series, see if they can get a dub to get this to a two-game streak. That's coming up next right here live on the draft. Text line coming through. Y'all are making a lot of assumptions. They told us from the very beginning it was a competition at every position. I think it's as simple as they are settling in on their final five. It's not a competition at every position. There was not a competition at quarterback. There was not a competition on the starting defensive ends. There was not a competition on the cornerbacks. There, it's not always a competition. There's also a telling thing. Hey, when you get paid one of the top 7-8 guys that we have on the team this year, usually they want to get something out of that investment. Usually the thought is not, hey man, I know we paid this dude $12 million and that's in the top 10 of the most guys we're going to pay the most this year, but we'll have him on the back burner. We'll have him on the bench. No, you can read through the lines on things. People that are drafted early, like Jaden Higgins, he is going to get time. He was their first pick. Like, he's got a longer leash. I think you know that. When you rolled in.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Each week, I'll take you on a dark journey through terrifying true urban legends, bizarre true crime cases, chilling tales of backwoods horror, and more. So if you're looking to join a passionate community of the darkly curious, check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, stay curious.
There, when we saw them bring guys out after free agency, after the draft, we said to ourselves, well, Ariante Harris-Reed was a second round pick this year. They moved up to get him. Probably a guy that's got a shot. Right?
Yeah. Look, I mean, it's silly, man. I mean, it's silly. You know, the whole making a lot of assumptions. They told us everybody's going to compete. And I mean, that's just, it's silly. The reality of it is you go to practice and you watch what the hell's going on. Call it a competition if you want. If you feel better calling it a competition, that's fine. Blake Fisher pissed down his leg. He's been terrible. Right? If it was a competition, it no longer is a competition. Cam Robinson got hurt. If that was a competition, it's no longer a competition. Right? Ariante Ursary moved over there at left tackle and has played really well, competing with nobody. He was the left tackle. Cam Robinson's been hurt. There was no competition. Right? Titus Howard had to move outside because
Blake Fisher wasn't playing
well. Blake Fisher pissed down his leg.
And they had to move Ursary over.
And practice was a mess.
And Trent Williams wasn't ready.
So if you want to look at Trent Brown still ain't ready. I mean, Trent Brown has got to be a damn mentor or something. I mean, this has got to be an emergency mid-year tackle if you need it kind of deal. So I mean, you can from a 30,000-foot view just say, oh yeah, it's a competition. It's going to land where it will. This has not been about competition. This is about a guy that they were depending on at right tackle being arguably the biggest disappointment in training camp, I would say, Blake Fisher. This is about the guy that you signed to replace one of the highest paid, best pass protecting left tackles in the game has been injured and has not been able to compete. The closer we get to a real season, the further it is from a competition. And in their absence, the protection has improved and the O-line play has been better with a rookie being forced to play left tackle because of an injury and Titus Howard moving back to right tackle because a second-year player was playing so bad that they couldn't protect the quarterback. Again, that's why you have a left and right tackle. Now, the competition, if you want to talk about competition, if you want to view this thing as a competition, the competition was at center and Jake Andrews won it. The competition right now is at right guard. I think Ed Ingram's leading the way. I think Ed Ingram played well. I think when they moved Titus, Ed Ingram jumped in there. I think he's done some good things. Juice Scruggs, they want to be a player. He's this former second-round pick that they picked to be the future center here, and it didn't pan out. And I think, I think Ed Ingram, now this is an assumption, Texter, this is an assumption. I think Ed Ingram and Juice Scruggs are in a real competition. I think they're both going to play in this game. In fact, if one of them doesn't, you can assume right now they are the starting right guard. I think both of them are going to play in this game. And I think this game, the reps in this game that each one of them get, it's going to impact the competition for that right guard. But let's not sit around here and be silly. None of this was about competition. Titus didn't go win a competition at right tackle.
Or a right guard.
Ariante Ursary didn't win a left tackle competition. Cam Robinson didn't lose a left tackle competition. He was injured. This isn't about the overuse of competition, especially you could try to sell it 2 years ago when DeMeco got here and it was cutting time. But the beauty of the Houston Texans team right now is there's little to no competition in your starting units. I mean, who on the offense, who on this offensive unit outside of the right guards right now are really competing?
backup running back?
Backup running backs.
Maybe.
Irv Smith and Harrison Bryant, the tight ends, backup tight ends.
Third tight end.
I mean, I don't even, like, be honest with you, like, you look at the two rookie receivers out of Iowa State, they're not competing. They're competing with themselves to come out and prove that they can play at the NFL level and make some plays. But they got a roster spot. They're going to be here. They weren't ever competing with John Mechie.
Maybe Higgins is competing with Hutch, maybe.
I mean, for a roster spot, no.
Not a roster spot. For
some run, I mean, if you want to call it a competition, let's be honest. If Higgins goes out there and is a deep threat that we think he is,
he's going to get it.
Hutch ain't even going to be in a conversation.
Yeah.
Let's be honest here. It's about whether he can make plays or not. It's not about whether he's better than the next guy. Just the competition stuff is to me, when I hear D'Amico Ryans talking about competition, it's about competing with yourself. It's about competing with the elements. It's about going out there and competing when you're with the Texans defense, if you're an offensive player, whoever's across the ball from you. At a joint practice in Detroit this weekend, it's about competing to win this rep. It's not about competing with the guy that's behind me. That's not what every time I hear these guys say compete, I believe it's misunderstood. I think they're talking about competing with that rep, the heat, the playbook being bigger, the pressure being bigger, the guy across the ball from you, not the guy that's in the same damn room with you. And so, I didn't mean to get in a rant. It's just silly to talk about the offensive line. Well, they told us it's going to be about a competition. Come on, man. The only reason there's a rotation going on is because they have no clue whether Jake Andrews can play. He just got cut by New England.
But yeah,
they have no idea. Ed Ingram couldn't play his way out of a wet sack in Minnesota. They couldn't get rid of him quick enough. You can say the same thing about Cam Robinson. Let's talk about the guys that were here last year. I mean, none of these offensive linemen played well last year. Juice Scruggs, Jarrett Patterson's probably played the best out of all of them. Let's be honest. Titus has got some bad film from last year, right? I mean, so, I don't know. None of this is a result of competition.
Well, especially if you know, like, the plan is not, all right, man, we're going to bring a guy in for $12 million to compete with somebody. Like, the plan is for that player.
Bingo.
To have, like, some guys you can look at and say, I don't know about the competition thing. I don't know. Right? Jackson Dart is competing with Russell Wilson. Yeah. No, it's a matter of time when they feel like he's ready. Russell Wilson knows he is not starting past the first game of the year. It's nothing's guaranteed with him because he knows.
Yeah.
He knows where he was drafted.
Look, I think you had Arionte Ursary. I think you had Arionte Ursary and Blake Fisher competing at the right tackle spot. I think you had Jarrett Patterson and Jake Andrews competing at the center spot. Those are your two competitions. One of them's been decided. Really, both of them have ultimately been decided, but one of them was because one guy actually competed and was better for the time being, and the other guy just was, again, is the biggest disappointment in training camp, I would say. So it's the competition word, really, I don't know why it really gets under my skin.
Well, for me, it's just people just get silly. I mean, somebody signed for $12 million that's been a proven left tackle in the league, and you just trade away Laramie Tunsil. You know that they don't want that person on the bench.
Right.
Like, they, as you said earlier, like, you know, it'd be a bad thing if you potentially, you know, jumped out there and spent that kind of money and you don't use that player. That's not what teams want to go about doing in a salary cap sport when you got to hold things together. All right, coming up behind us, our guys, Mark Vandermeer, John Harris. They will have Texans All Access following us. They will get you ready for tomorrow's preseason game against the Detroit Lions. And then following that, I've seen two of the three. Area 45 follows the fellas coming up at 7 o'clock. As Sean Bajani, Chris Santiago, I've seen already. Patrick Creighton will also be there as well. So stay tuned for that. They will get you ready for the post-game show as well, as the Astros are looking, they're looking to see if they can win two in a row here in Baltimore, and Lance McCullers, see if he can get back to pitching, at least giving the Astros a chance with him on the mound. By the way, tonight, what's more important, Lance McCullers and the Astros game against the Orioles, or Yordan Alvarez in the outfield for Double-A Corpus.
Yordan staying healthy. Yordan staying healthy. I love you, Lance, but Yordan staying healthy and maybe getting a couple of more hits and getting his ass to Baltimore and getting that lineup Sunday. How about that?
I think we're coming in Monday talking about Yordan has played a game. I think when we come in Monday, I'm thinking Saturday or Sunday, Yordan.
With the Strohs.
Yes, okay. not with the hooks.
Okay. Yeah,
with the Strohs. Yes.
Private jet from Corpus Christi to Baltimore.
It's easy to do, baby.
Come on, hell yeah.
It's easy to do. Clint, great job, Byron. We appreciate you the last 2 days. You always do great work as well. Better and better and better for my man, Byron. I am Ron, the show. Enjoy your weekend. As always, Houston, we love you, baby.